Good morning. You're listening to our local live interview. It's 8:16 and today is Friday, September 21st. And I'm joined in the studio right now by Megan Bozak. She's the Community Affairs Director for the City and Borough of Sitka. And Harry Green, the Maintenance and Operations Superintendent for Public Works. Good morning.
Good morning, Good Catherine. Morning.
And we're here this morning to talk about recycling and some big changes that are happening with the recycling program. So can you kind of give me a little overview about what's going on?
Sure. Well, the City and Borough of Sitka, like you mentioned, has had some major changes to the recycling program. If folks remember, approximately a year ago, we stopped taking mixed paper and plastics number 5. And this is all based on the international commodities market, actually stemming out of China with an operation called Operation Sword. And it really is to limit the contamination in recyclables, and that commodity market has just been changing. We continue to have notices, and Harry's going to talk about the latest notice to come from Republic Services, our waste contractor, about changes that still need to happen.
And nothing's changed about the location, right? It's still in the same place.
It is. Yep. The corner of Jeff Davis and Sawmill Creek Road, open 7 days a week, and you'll find all the bins for your recyclables there.
But Harry, can you tell us about the most recent notification?
Well, I'm just going to read from the letter that was sent, just a highlighted paragraph I have. And it says, in order to comply with the stricter commodity specifications and to encourage reduced contamination, beginning in August 2018, Republic Services will implement a visual inspection for all loads delivered to our recycling centers. For loads that exceed 10% of contamination, we will apply a contamination charge of up to $150 per ton, or in accordance with the terms and the conditions of your contract, if applicable. So just to tell you what that means, if we send a contaminated bale of recyclables down to Republic, that extra $150 a ton will drive our costs from, let's see, I had it wrote down here. Hate to have dead time on the radio.
In essence, right now, recycling is less expensive than our waste management, than garbage going down per ton. But with this contamination.
Right. So right now, it costs for our regular municipal solid waste, it costs $203.73 a ton to ship south. Our recyclable, with the $104 credit we got for ton for having uncontaminated bales of recyclable products, it's $88.58 a ton, which it's considerably less than MSW. But once you add that $150 a ton, it puts it up over $238.
Right.
So just to give you, you know, why we need to sort out our recyclables, do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
Contamination is a big deal.
So what can Sitkins do? How is the recycling getting contaminated, and how can we prevent it?
So we know that recycling now is not only good for the environment, but it's also good for our pocketbooks, right? We've got, as Harry just said, the costs are substantially lower to recycle than for our solid waste program. And if we keep our contamination levels very low, then we get that great credit. So some of the things that we should think about when recycling is know what to throw and what not. Harry, do you want to talk about what are the things that can be recycled and what can't be?
Well, I'm just going to go down a list that Alaska Waste Services gave me yesterday, the person that he sees a problem that we have in a recycle yard. And a lot of the problem is people are just not educated in what we can recycle.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, and I'm just going to go down this list. Aluminum cans, the plastic bags need to be removed, because once you, the plastic bag, if they see the plastic bag in a bale of it contaminates the cans, we get less for that can. So all plastic bags are not recyclable. So no plastic bags in recyclable materials is good.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum is not tin. Do not put aluminum with tin. They look the same, but, you know. Plastic barriers or visqueen is not recyclable. Newspapers only. We cannot take mixed paper. A lot of people's paper's paper. We have a bin for newspaper only. That's all we can accept. no mixed paper. So anything that you, you know, 9x11 letter paper, mm-hmm. stuff like that, it's not acceptable for recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cardboard, we have a lot of contamination in our cardboard. It's just corrugated, number one, corrugated cardboard only. No printed boxes, no wax coating, like our freezer boxes that we send south with fish in them and stuff like that, mm-hmm. has that wax coating.
Mm-hmm.
That's we don't get any, that's a contamination. So we have to sort that out. And if it gets mixed in, then we get a contaminated bale. Let's see. Beer, soda, processed food boxes are not recycled. Pizza boxes. Don't even take a pizza box to the recycle mm-hmm. site. One, they're either shiny or they have food waste in them. Anything with food waste, we cannot put in our recyclables. They don't want to see it. Egg cartons, no styrofoam. And please break your boxes down, because it just take a knife and fold them flat, and we can get a lot more boxes in our containers.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking oils are not, do not leave cooking oils at the recycle yard. We can't recycle it. So mm-hmm. We just need to be smarter and more educated. And as a matter of fact, Republic Services, who takes our recycled waste, they have a website. What is that? I had it wrote down here. Recyclingsimplified.com.
Mm-hmm.
And go to there and educate yourself on what we can recycle and what we can't.
And for more help, I understand there's new signage at the recycling center that's going to help give people some more guidelines.
Well, we don't have it up yet, but we're re-signing, because things have changed and we mm-hmm. haven't kept up with the change, so we need to do that.
Yeah, and it's helpful for people to have a visual, because that is a long list of things that we need to think about when we're doing our recycling.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's lots of information too on our cityofsitka.com website. Look under the public works header. Again, I think the most important thing to know is empty, clean, and dry. Very, mm-hmm. very important, especially for our glass recyclables and our plastics number 1 and 2. But we hope that citizens will help us in this contamination. Again, recycling is not only good for the planet, but it also saves us money.
Well, thank you. And we do have a couple more minutes, so I did want to touch on a program that the City and Borough of Sitka is putting forward, that the deadline is the end of October, and we want to kind of make citizens more aware of it. So the Utility Subsidization Program, Megan, can you tell me what that is?
Sure. In the spring, the Assembly set aside a portion of funds for this 1 year utility cost subsidization program. So what it is it offers folks who are eligible the opportunity to have a subsidy of up to $65 on their utility accounts per month. So again, it's a 1 year program. To be eligible, you need to be involved in one of the next four programs, being the SNAP program, Medicaid, Baranoff Island Housing, or the National School Lunch Program. Mm-hmm. So staff is ready to help folks with these applications. You can find them on the first floor of City Hall or online. We're really encouraging folks to call our accounts receivable. Wonderful staff, very kind, very helpful. The number is 747-1859. Sunny will take appointments and actually sit down with folks and make sure that the application is filled out correctly mm-hmm. and that they have the proper verification to prove that they're eligible for one of those other programs.
And how many applications have you received so far?
So far, we've received 33 applications. A number of them are still waiting for that verification of eligibility, but there are 9 that have been approved so far. The deadline is October 31st by 5 p.m., so you need to make sure that you have your application and your verification in prior to that.
And if you aren't a member of one of these qualifying programs, but maybe still are struggling with your utility bill, is there any option for them, or what's it look like for them this winter?
Well, the great thing for all Sitkins, especially those who are struggling, is that our utility rates are going down with this October billing cycle. So again, we've been at the 19 cent per kilowatt hour rate, and we're headed down to 12 cents per kilowatt hours. So really a benefit to our local Sitkins that are here year round and have higher consumption in the wintertime.
And again, how will you determine the size of subsidy for customer? It's numbers based, right?
It is. It is not to exceed $65 per month, but it's kind of on a scale of how many applicants are actually approved. So the money was set aside by the assembly. Again, that's not to exceed $65 per month, and it will be less if there's a number of applicants. But it's a great program. I mean, saving $65 a month on your utilities, that can really help folks. So we encourage people to take advantage of the program.
And is there anything else either of you would like to add either about recycling or utilities this morning before we sign off?
I just want to say that, you know, this recycling thing is, you know, if we do it right, it's a great thing. It's just, and we all need to work together, the community, the city, the people that have our contracts that take care of our recyclables. We need to work together to make us more efficient and better. That's all we got to do.
And again, good for the planet and good for our pocketbooks. Let's save money on our solid waste program.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I've been speaking with Megan Bozak, the Community Affairs Director for City and Borough of Sitka, and Harry Green, the Maintenance and Operations Superintendent for Public Works. Thanks again.
Thank you.